This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is our Sunday motivation session. Okay, Sunday sessions are back for all my writers out there, those who are working with me, those who are my clients, whether you're writing a children's book, whether you're writing a nonfiction book, or whether you're just dreaming at this stage, right? These messages are for you. So we're going to be coming together every Sunday morning. I'll be giving you the motivation, inshallah, that you need to be able to do what you need to do this week to keep your book dream moving forward, okay? Inshallah, as the weeks go by, we're going to start having guests, and those guests are going to help you to understand better the traits of the successful Muslima writer, okay? So this session, this season, is all about the traits of the successful Muslima writer. So I'm going to kick off our season with just me. It's not going to be very long, but it's inshallah going to be action-packed, value-packed, bismillah. So take notes, share the live, you know, tag your sisters in the groups who are not here, and let's get down to business, okay? So, bismillah. You've probably heard me say, maybe more than once, that you were born for this. And when you're at the beginning stages of your writing journey, or sometimes when you're in that mucky middle part of that writing journey, just like any other journey, you can start to question that, right? If it's this hard to get started, if I'm having this many struggles, if I'm having this many challenges, if the words aren't coming, if my ideas aren't making sense, if I feel like my writing is boring, if I find myself procrastinating, if I find myself doubting my abilities, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, right? Maybe this is not for me. Maybe I need to just get the memo and give up. So I want, if that resonates, by the way, just give me a yes if you've ever had those thoughts before. Give me a yes. Because one of the things that I want to remind you of is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give your dream to everyone, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give this dream that you have to everyone. And if that was the case, if it was the case that everybody was inspired to write a book, to share their story, share their message, put their expertise out there, create something for future generations, if that was the case, majority of the people would be doing it. But the reality is, the majority of people are not doing it, okay? So that should already give you a hint, give you a clue. It is not random that you have this dream. It is not random that you have this desire. It is not random that you have this vision. You have been chosen. Yes, you have been chosen for this. People get chosen for all sorts of things. Turns out you have been chosen for this. And I want you to sit with that. I want you to really sit with that and allow that to resonate. I was chosen for this. I was handpicked by my creator, who knows everything and everyone, who knows me inside out and everybody else. He chose me to have this dream, to have this ambition, to have this desire, to have this goal. What does that mean for you? If you truly believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who inspired you with this vision, who gave you these ideas, who gave you the clarity to do whatever you did, right? To sign up for a course, to get a coach, to join a writing group, to start writing, whatever it was. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? It is not random. It is not random. It is by design. You are a writer by design. You are a trailblazer by design. You are a leader by design. You are a visionary by design. You are a storyteller by design. You are a truth seeker, a truth teller by design. I want you to put by design in the chat, in the comments. Write it down. By design. This is part of the plan. And I don't want you to ever forget that. Your being here is by design. It is part of the plan. It is a part of your journey, part of your growth, part of your elevation, inshallah. This was meant for you. So the reason I am doing this series is because I know that on this writer's journey, it can get tough sometimes. Whether you're in the program or out, it can get tough. And so I want you in those moments when it gets tough, I want you to remember, to remind yourself, to ingrain it in yourself by design, I am here by design. I was chosen for this arena. I'm not an Olympian, all right? I am not a MasterChef candidate, okay? I'm not a beauty queen, right? I'm not working on the fields in Syria. That's not my calling. It could be your calling, but it's not my calling. I am here by design. This is my message to you, me, Naima B. Robert. This is my message to you by design. And is it always easy? No. Is it always comfortable? No. Is it always fun and pleasant and sisterly and fuzzy and warm? No. Do you have to work hard for it? Yes. Will you have to sacrifice for it? Yes. Will you have to say no to certain things? Yes. But is it worth it? Absolutely. To accept your calling, and this is something that I hope you will take from me, inshallah, and apply it to every area of your life. If you've read my book, Show Up, you know what I'm talking about. You've been chosen for all the responsibilities that you have in your life by design, right? And when you're able to show up for those roles, that is when you start to live a life on purpose. That is when you start to live a life on purpose. And even when things get tough, you know that you've got this. Why, mashallah? Because Allah's got you. Allah didn't put you in a situation to make you suffer and to let you fail. This is not the sunnah of Allah. If Allah brought you to a situation, then you know that He knows you have what it takes. And your job is to find it. Your job is to access it, is to plug in. Where can I get the strength? Where can I get the dedication? Where can I get the commitment? How can I get the support? How can I get what I need to be able to perform this task that I have been given by design? Because the tawakkul should be there. I don't need to stress about this because I'm here. I've been chosen to be here. I've been put here for a reason. Alhamdulillah. And if that's the case, then I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has my back. He has a plan for me and the resources are there. I just need to see them. I just need to find them. I just need to plug in. So going back to my beautiful ladies, all of you out there who have that story, who have that message, who have that expertise that you wish to share with the world, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You are a conduit. Okay, you are a means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the people the good that you have. I'm going to say that again. You are a means, you are a conduit for the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for the people. He has chosen you to be the means, to be the vessel for that. That's huge. Accept the assignment. Accept the assignment. Acknowledge and understand that you are here for a reason, a divine reason, a divine purpose, on purpose, by design. And allow that to bring you comfort in those difficult times. Allow that to give you strength when you feel weakness coming up. Allow that to give you certainty when you feel the doubt starting to come in. Allow that to give you courage when the fears start trickling through. Allow it. Allow it. Allow it. I don't want to say anything else, because that was my message today. That's what I wanted you to take from our first session together. And I pray, inshallah, for those of you who are working with me already, but those my lovely ladies in the programs, I pray that this gives you an extra boost this week. And for those who are listening, who are watching, who have not joined us, you may want to get in touch to find out how we can work together to make your dream come true. But this here is the work. So every Sunday, inshallah, we're going to be here. And sometimes we'll have guests and sometimes it will just be me. And all I want to do is give you a shot of adrenaline. Okay, put adrenaline in the comments, in the chat, write it down. If you think that this is something that will benefit you, inshallah, and that you will be tuning into every Sunday. Because sometimes all you need is just that reminder, just those words of reminding, of strength, of courage. And, you know, to just hear what you need to hear. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to get what you need out of these sessions and gives you that strength to be able to take care of your week in the very best way. And that is me signing out. That is the end of our Sunday session. I will see you in our momentum calls. If you guys are in the program, momentum calls during the week. And if you're not, in the DMs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Ladies, thank you.